Welcome to the Easy Talk Show, the show where you'll get nourishment for your needs, food for your soul, and healing for your hearts. I'm your host, Easy Ward. Man, once again, thank you all for the love from episode two. I greatly appreciate all the comments, all the, you know, just people reaching out, telling me, you know, just giving me feedback and also telling me what you liked, what you didn't like. I greatly appreciate all the love and support. But we're here again. We got a really good topic today for you guys. Something that, you know, God's really been dealing with me on, and something that I've been really, really just being having to really self-correct and also be accountable for. And so I'm going to just come straight at it, and I'm going to really just hit it right in the nose. You are not overwhelmed. You are disorganized. I'm going to say it again. You are not overwhelmed. You are disorganized. And a tad bit lazy, and maybe even you're procrastinating. So yes, I'm coming for you next today. I'm coming for everything today. And I came across this topic because, one, it's something that I realized that I struggle with myself. And, you know, we live in a generation right now where we make a lot of excuses for ourselves, or we'll just say like, hey man, I'm overwhelmed. I got a lot on my plate. You know, I have a lot, you know, to do. And granted, a lot of us are doing a multitude of things right now in our lives. But when you really peel it back and you really sit down and say, okay, hold up. How busy really am I? You realize that you probably have more gaps of time to do things than you really ever even known. And when I realized that is that, you know, when I sat down and begin to like make a schedule out for myself, I'm like, hold up, I actually have time to do these things. I just don't have the proper schedule and then also infrastructure to, one, do these things the way that I said I want to do them. And a lot of us out there today that's watching, you have a vision, you have a dream of something that's grandeur, whether it is to, you know, write a book, start a podcast, you know, create a business, you know, be a mom, you know, be a husband, you know, do just grand things, you know. And a lot of us, we want to do these things, but we don't have an infrastructure set up in place to really be effectively and in working toward the dream that we say that we have for ourselves. So today, you know, I want to give you some verses to kind of, you know, meditate on for yourself, but also some kind of practical tips that you can really have to, one, execute the way you say you want to execute. So, one, I came across this verse, and it's 1 Corinthians verses chapter 14, verses 40. And it says, but everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way. And that's the NIV version. And that verse spoke to me because a lot of us, we don't have any order in our life. Like, if we're really being real with ourselves, we have no order. We're just waking up and just going with the wind. And that is a very downward spiral to be on, because what happens is when you begin to go with the wind, like, you don't have any flow for your day. So, you know, I want to suggest first, and this is just, you know, my suggestion, create a schedule, right? Like, go through your day and map out from the time you wake up to when you brush your teeth to when you, you know, do your devotional time or have time to spend with God, all the way to, you know, to the end of your day when you're eating your last meal. And I think what that will begin to do for you is you'll begin to see gaps of time that you have or time where you're just really wasting. And for me, what I had to do is I had to create a schedule and realize, you know what, I have a lot of free time that I'm not utilizing. And I say that I have these dreams, I say that I have these things that I want to accomplish, but a lot of times I'm not doing them because I don't have the proper infrastructure. So once I begin to set a schedule and also, you know, create a routine, once I did those things, then I begin to see, you know, how much time I really had to do the things that I say that I want to do. And for you watching right now, you know, you're probably like, man, you know what? I didn't realize how much time I do have. And I'm telling you, everything that you want is on the side. I mean, is on the other side of your work ethic and discipline. And that brings us to another verse. Proverbs 13:4. Lazy people want much, but get little. But those who work hard will prosper. And that's the NLT version. And that verse really speaks to work ethic, right? A lot of us, if we're being transparent with ourselves and being accountable, we're lazy. like it's really no other way around it. We're lazy. Like, we create excuses for ourselves. And I can only speak to this because I've done it time and time again in my life. Like, there was a season when, like, I wasn't working out, and I was like, man, I got to work. I got to go to class. I got to do this. And I would just make excuses for myself. Like, I didn't want it bad enough. Like, I didn't want what I stated I want bad enough. And for a lot of us, we say we want to be financially, you know, well off. You know, we say we want to have a healthy relationship, but, you know, we're not healing, you know, or we're not being disciplined, you know, with our money, with one, you know, where we're at now. And those things are all things that God sees. So how can he bless you with more when you're not even stewarding over what you have now? So, you know, I want to encourage you guys today that, one, create a schedule, set a routine, stick to the schedule and routine, and also set a time on your leisure, right? Have time where, okay, you know, we should be working hard, but also celebrate yourself. Celebrate, you know, your small wins, celebrate your victories, and also take time to just do what you want to do. So if you want to go, you know, try a new restaurant or go to the gun range, or, you know, if your hobby is skating, you know, I don't know what it could be. Set time aside to do those things, because we should have time where we rest, where we work hard, you know, where we also pursue the things that we want to pursue. And I think that those things, you know, once you are going to have those things in order, then I believe you'll see a transformation in your life like never before. I know for me, I've had a schedule, and I've saw the benefits of having a schedule in my life. And now, like, my life pretty much flows according to that schedule. Now, of course, you know, there'll be days and times and seasons when you got to, you know, adjust and pivot from those schedules. But for the most part, you should have a pretty set schedule and routine that you follow, because that'll begin to create order and a nice flow into your life. So, Dan, you have any questions for me today?
I do. So, first of all, that was a really good tidbits. One thing I came up with was, like, how long did it take for you to, I guess, form a healthy habit with your scheduling?
Yeah, so to be honest with you, a few years. And, Dan, what happened is it got to the point where I had to stop making excuses for myself.
Yeah.
And I had to really look in the mirror and really realize, okay, you know what? You're your own worst enemy. Like, you're the person that's stopping all of your potential.
Right.
And so I would encourage anybody out there watching today, if you look in the mirror and be accountable, and it's not going to be comfortable at all. Like, what I'm saying is not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be like a fun thing to do. But if you look in the mirror and really be accountable, you'll realize that a lot of your mishaps and falls are actually on you. You know, like, they fall directly on you. And I think sometimes we can have this thing where we just point the finger, and you got to at some point be accountable for your own actions. And that's what really changed it for me, like, really looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, this is not happening because you're not doing it. Like, you know, like, just right. Simple as that. You're creating excuses. So now I try to limit the excuses for myself. Now, I'm not perfect, so I still make some, like, on certain days I'm like, man, the gym, I'm not going to that, I'm tired.
Right.
But, you know, for the most part, I try to eradicate those excuses.
Do you have any, I guess, accountability partners when it comes to just different aspects of what you're trying to do, or people that you can check in with?
Yeah, for sure. So a lot of my friends in different areas hold me accountable for different things. So some people, we compete, like, fitness-wise. It's like, yo, and it's always healthy competition. It's like, hey, did you work out today? And then I'm like, nah, I didn't. And he'll say something slick like, hey, man, you don't want it bad enough. And for me, I'm ultra-competitive. So if you tell me that, like, I can't do something or I don't want something, I take it personal. Yeah. You know, it's almost like when Mike was on the Last Dance document, he was like, man, listen, I took that personal. Right. Like, so that's how I am. But for me now, I have accountability in pretty much every area of my life. It's not the same person for every area, but for different spectrums of my life, yeah, 100%. So I would recommend 100% people having accountability, somebody that, one, they can just talk to, they can share different ideas with, and somebody who can also support you. Like, you need people who not only can hold you accountable, but say, hey, I saw where you used to be 2 months ago. You have come a long way from that. And a lot of times, sometimes an accountability is so rigid, you know, and accountability should not be comfortable, because it's holding you to what you say you want to do, what you want to achieve.
Right.
But also, I think that there should be, you know, a time where somebody comes in and says, also, like, man, you, listen, a month ago, you weren't even getting up at 5 o'clock. Now, 2 months later, you get up at least 3 days out of the week at 5 o'clock. You know, so, you know, and still, you're not perfect. You don't get up 5 days out of the week. But listen, you went from zero to three.
Right.
That's progress. So 100%, yeah. I recommend accountability, 1,000% actually.
That's good. That's like a snowball effect almost.
Yes.
Where it's like, you know, small wins. Eventually, mm-hmm. you look back, you're like, yo, I done did a lot.
Yeah.
I came a long way from where yep. I was. And it lets you build to the next goal that you have.
Yes.
And that's one thing I took away. Like, when you talked about writing down a schedule, I realized that most of the things on my schedule aligns with the goals and where I'm trying to go.
Yes.
So it's not just being disciplined with the schedule. It's also, like, my schedule is a goal, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Yes. Yeah, so, like, yeah. And I think that your schedule should reflect where you're trying to go.
Exactly.
And, you know yeah. where you want to go. So, like, for me, for example, I'll just walk you through, like, a high level. So, like, I work pretty far away from, you know, where I live. But I wake up every morning around 4:25. And then, you know, I'm in the gym by 5. So I work out from about 5 to 6:15. Come home, you know, shower, get ready for work, eat, like, a little breakfast snack. Then commute to work from, like, 7 to, like, 8:15, 8:30-ish. Work from 8:30 to 5. Get off work. I usually work out again, do some form of cardio. And then commute, I usually get back home around 7:30, 8 o'clock-ish. Mm-hmm. And then if I have to, like, record some content, I'll do that. But I also need to back up. Usually in the morning, sometime in the morning, I'll try to have some devotion time between the time from, like, I get back from the gym to when I'm getting ready to go to work. So literally, like, but my days are segmented, like, throughout pretty much every block of time throughout my day is something that I should be doing. And these are all things that are setting me up for the goals that I have for myself. So right. if I say that I want to, you know, continue to produce content, high level content, then, you know, I have to, after I work my 9 to 5, I'm shooting at it. If I say I want to be in the best shape possible, well, you know, I got to sacrifice, you know, like, I'll tell you this, I've been getting up at 4:30 for a long time, and like, it never feels good.
Yeah.
But when you got a goal, you got discipline, you realize that this has helped me achieve what I say I want to achieve. So
this is so good. I don't mean to extend this conversation longer, but what you just said made me think about something. How can somebody increase their spiritual discipline when it comes to scheduling?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people neglect the importance, especially starting off, that it's okay and it's not a sin to plan devotional time.
Yeah.
Plan spending time with God. That's one thing that I struggle with, like, just the discipline to wake up and the first thing you do is to listen to or spend time in your word or listen to gospel music for Keon does
yep.
this. I don't listen to nothing until 12 p.m. I'm not listening to nothing but gospel music, whatever the case may be. Can you talk a little bit about adding spirituality or devotional time in your scheduling plan?
Yeah, so I think just out the gate, just like you eat breakfast, you need to spend time with God. So, like, that is your spiritual nourishment every day. Like, that's what helps you, one, be able to combat the devils or just the pitfalls that's going to come throughout your day. So one thing that I would recommend is start with listening to gospel music. You know, like Keon said, mm-hmm. I would 100% recommend trying to limit secular music for the first half of the day. And listen, I struggle with that still to this day. Like, it's some mornings where, man, I want to listen to like, especially going to the gym, like, I got to lift weights. I want to listen to something that's pretty upbeat, something that's going to get me pumped up, you know, ready to lift. But some mornings I'm realizing, like, man, that kind of music, and I said this in the first episode, but it can really mess up your ethos in terms of just your headspace. And I love that kind of music. You know, I would be sitting up here lying if I said I don't. But what I would encourage people to do is really, really, really monitor what it is you are listening to on a daily basis, because that does have an effect on your actions, your attitude, and your mindset. So getting back to your question, because I did kind of venture off just a little bit, I would say, just like everything else you do, your time with God should be the forefront or the most important thing that you spend time doing when you wake up in the morning. So for me, what that looks like is, you know, after I come back from the gym, I have some gospel music playing, and then a lot of times there'll be different scriptures that I'm either meditating on, and I'll legit read that scripture, and then from there, I'll write down what I'm taking away from that scripture or just my prayers for that day. So I would like, it's three things that I say, you know, you want to have. You want to have a session for worship, praise and worship, listening, you know, thanking God for what he's already done, you know, thanking him for waking you up this morning. Then from there, I want to, you know, you want to have devotion time where you're actually reading the word, you know, get you, you know, maybe a study Bible, something like that. And then from there, I would also write down my prayers. This is helpful because as God begins to move in your life and as he begins to answer prayers in your life, you're beginning to see how he moved through those things in your journal. And what it does is this. When you're going through a tough time, because we're all going to come across tough times, you can look back at that journal and say, man, I remember April 17th, 2023, 2024.
Right.
I was struggling with this. Now it's May 2025. And that is the afterthought. And for me, I date, like in my journal, I date everything. So like I date and I even put the time. So I'll put April 19th, 5 o'clock a.m.
Yeah.
This is what I was feeling. Or this is what I was praying about. So then when I come back to it, I can legit visualize where I was at, you know, at that point in my life. Mm. And that is like a faith hack, you know, and I also want to give some faith hacks. So when I say a faith hack, you need to have a journal stored up of things God has done in your life, because when you come against tough times or things, or when it seems like he's not answering your prayers, you can look back to what he's already done, and that'll help you. That will also encourage you to know that, man, you know what? Even if right now I don't hear him, he's brought me out of this before, so I know that he's going to get me out of this now. So those are just some things that I'll recommend for the, you know, spiritual discipline.
That's really good. And, just my last words would be start 5 minutes a day.
That's all, yeah.
And it grows like working out in the gym. Mm-hmm. You start off 5 pounds, no weight at all. You might go to 5 pounds, 10 pounds. By then, you know it. You'll be benching or doing a lot. So don't compare yourself to others. I guess you're going to talk about that at a later time. But start is the biggest thing.
You start. Thank you all for watching. If you haven't liked, commented, and subscribed to Easy War TV, please do so. Once again, I'm Easy War, and this is the show where you'll find nourishment for your knees, food for your soul, and healing for your hearts. I'll see you all soon. Love, Easy.